work, any work that the Nara does. So Rashi says, she'asasa b'chayaviyya. If she worked when her father was still alive, or mitziyasa, if she found any mitziyas, that she found something, is afa pishla govsa, even though the father didn't collect it yet, or even though she didn't get a paycheck yet, meisav, here if the father dies, harei yin shalachin. This is called the total chiyuv of money. Like what she works, that's regular money. So therefore, as soon as the chiyuv to pay her, it's as if the father has the right of that money. So even though the father never saw the money, he died first, still he has the right to get the money. That means his yorshim get the money. So only machlek is the beginning of the mission about kenas. Mashenken, by regular money matters, where she worked and she deserved to have money, if at the time when she worked, if she deserved to get the paycheck, the father was alive, it's considered like the money goes straight to the father. Therefore, even if the father dies later, his yorshim, his brothers, get the money. So I think more now. My kamashmalon, what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? The Mishnah starts off that a mafuta has to pay three things. The man has to pay for the embarrassment, for the begam, how much is worth less, and for the kanas, and the atzar by nanusa, by tfusa. For the Gemara Tanina, we learned these halachas before in the Mishnah on Nachlamates. We had before, a mafate, noisen, shlesha devorim. If you talk this nari into living with you, you have to pay her three things. Because you don't have to pay a tsar, because she doesn't have that much pain, since she's doing it willingly. But Samafata only pays three things. Vioinis, when you force her, then you give her more pain. Arbo, you have to pay four things, you have to pay tsar also. So we learned this already in the Mishnah before. So what's the chiddush of this Mishnah of Narish and Espatata? So Gemara says, Amafata, like we learned before, Amafata, it says in the Mishnah, it's all part of the Mishnah before, that Amafata, Noisein, Boishes, Begam, Ukenas, and Moisef, all of Oinish, and Noisein, Esatzar, we added to these Chiyuvim, and Oinish has to pay even Tsar, Lorvia. It said before that the money goes to the father. So what's the Chiddush of our Mishnah? So Gemara answers, the Gemara answers, Lorvia, Yitzvichle. The Chiddush is that the money goes to the father. The Leitanan Rashi says, it didn't say this in the Mishnah before. And the Mishnah before didn't say that the money goes to the father. For at the Gemara, Liyaviya Nami Pshita. That's also Lechura Poshe, that the money goes to the father. We don't even need a Mishnah to tell us this. Why? Me, the Koyoyiv Mefata. Since even when a man talks the girl into doing it, and now she's doing it Barotzen with her own free will, she's agreeing to do it, still we know the Mishnah before, and now Mishnah says, the man has to pay the Boishes, the Pagam, and the Kanas. Now, Dilatzma, if the money goes to her, if he's supposed to pay it to her, Amayoyev, why does he have to pay her any money here? Mefata midaita ovid, that since she agreed to do it, she did a midaita. So the Bavli holds the Svari is like she's meichel the money, like she's telling, like we had the Gemara before, it's as if you tell somebody, you can rip my shirt, and I say, you potter, I'm giving you permission to rip my shirt. Here also this mefuta. If the money is directly to her, so she agreed that you could live with her, so why do you have to pay her any money? It's as far as she's meichelit. So since our Mishnah, and the Mishnah before says, you still have to pay the money, that's a proof that the money goes to the father. Since the money goes to the father, she does not have a right to be meichel, the father's money. So Mela, that din, that when you're mafati, you talk a girl into it, you have to pay the father, that's pshita. So if so, it's a kash again, what's the chiddush of our Mishnah here? Stam the chiyuvim we learned before. To pay the money to the father, pshita you have to pay the father. If not, on the foot, that's what we had before. When she's a yesoima, if she doesn't have a father, you're potter from paying by a mafuta. Because if the money goes to her, then the svar is if she gave you permission to live with her, it's like she's telling you, I'm being meichel, I'm freeing you from the payment. So you only have to pay when there's a father. So we see the money goes to the father. What's the chiddush? So Gemara says, the chiddush of our Mishnah is, Om do bedin itzuchlei. That plukta the Rab Shimon v'Rabbonin. Our chiddush of our Mishnah is that kenas is first called the chiyuv when you go to Bezdin. And before you go to Bezdin, it's not called that there's a chiyuv there at all. So the situation is totally how it is, b'shas amod bedin. And also the chiddush of Rab Shimon, that Rab Shimon says, no, it's not totally an amod bedin, how it was b'shas you went to Bezdin. It's totally when you actually collect the money. That even though b'shas amod bedin, the father was alive. But at the time when they go to collect the money, he died already. He's not there to collect the money. Rabbi Shimon says the money does not go to his yorshim, to his brother, but rather she gets it, because it's still called kenas until you actually collect the money. So So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah, the machlokes of the Rabbanan and Rav Shimon, that the yisoid of knas is different than a regular money. When you work for something and you deserve the money, pshita, as soon as you work for it, it's your money. But by knas, the whole chiyuv first starts b'shas bezdin paskins the chiyuv. Before that, there's like no chiyuv at all. Rav Shimon said even more than that, even after the psak din, it's totally when you collect the money. Tana Nosim, we learned the Mishnah in Shavuos like this. If somebody comes to another person and complains that onasti or partiso esbiti, a father goes to this man and says, you were manas my daughter. You forced my daughter to live with her. I want you to pay me the kanas. Or else petiso esbiti. Or else another case that a man's father says, you talked my girl into it and you have to pay me the kanas. The man answers back and says, loy onasti, v'loy partisi. No, he denies it. I did not live with your daughter. I don't want to pay. I don't have to pay anything. So the father says, if so, mashpiyechani, I want you to swear to me then, or I'm swearing it for you. The Omar Amen, and the man answered back, Amen. So Amen means it's true, like what you're swearing that I did not do it. So the kid said, the man made a shvua that he did not live with that man's daughter. The yachakachoida, and then later the man admits that he really did live with the daughter and really does have to pay you money. So locher is chayiv. He's chayiv a shvua, he's chayiv a korban. Anoshom Asham Gezelis, Rashi says. Rashi says, Chayiv Korban. You have to bring a Korban now because you swore false on denying money. And also, V'chaymish, an extra 50 you have to pay for Yoshim. You have, but Korban is Anoshom. Im Hoida Achrekein, if you agree afterwards. V'zeo Asham Gezelis. This is the law of Asham Gezelis. That you agree that you swore false. The law is you have to bring a Korban Anoshom. Plus, you have to pay back the money and add the chaymish to it. That's the halacha whenever you deny a chi of money and you swear false and then you agree. Rabbi Shimon Peter, Shimon says, no, you're potter from the shvua, you're potter from the chaymish. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon old she'eno mishalem knas apiyatzmai. You don't have to pay knas upon what you're admitting apiyatzmai. So Rashi says, elo apiyadim. You only have to pay knas if there are edim there. Now, v'chiv, when Rashi says, dilu oidilei, come on. Since if he would have agreed right now that the father said, you were manas my daughter, if that man would have agreed, yes, I did it, kishetov will have him ifter. Still, it would be potter from paying back the money. Because there's no proof. It's just the man admitting it. Moida v'knas is potter, like we had before, pasuk. Asher yashin elohim, prat l'mashiyas atzmai. If so, ki kofre, now that you're denying the money, nami ein zu shvuas kfiras mamon. It's not called a swearing that you're being kofre the money. Because kfiras money means if you have the chiyuv to pay the money, really you're mechuyev to pay. But you're swearing now that you're poti, you don't have to pay, that's called a shvua, that's called the korban asham gezelis. In the case that really you have to pay, if you're freeing yourself because you're swearing false, that's called a shvua mechayev your korban. But over here, even if you would admit it, that you are manasum, you would not have to pay the money, so it's not called there's really a chi of money yet. Therefore, the fact you swear false is not mechayiv your korban asham gezelis. That's Reb Shimon's svara, which is really true. So then what's the svara on the Rabbon, and why did the Rabbon say yechayiv? Is Omrullah, the Rabbon said back to Reb Shimon, af al pi sheinu mishalem kinas al pi atzmai, we admit what you're saying, true. The knas, the 50 shkolim, that the man does not have to pay. Since he's the only one admitting it, we don't have edim, you don't pay knas apiyatzmai. So for that I would agree to you, it's not called a shvua to mechayev the korban. Avol, but, mishalim boishes upagam apiyatzmai. But the halacha is, you have to pay boishes upagam apiyatzmai. That you do have to pay. So now that you're admitting that you were ma'anis, or that you are mafata, the girl, you have to pay now the father, boishes lepagam. By an anusa, you have to pay tsar also. So Rabbanan saying, it is called the kfiras mammon. It's called that you are kofer. Therefore, since you swore false, and later you admit it, that's the regular parsha of Asham Gezelis, you have to bring a korban and a chaymish. So that's the Rabbanan svara. We'll see later what the machlokes from Shimon and the Rabbanan is. Reb Shimon says the main thing the father's asking for is the kenas. So the main kfir is on the kenas. And the Rabbanin say no, the main thing the father is asking for is the boishas and the pagam. Therefore the kfir is called on money, and therefore on money matters, it's a regular shvua sheker that you have to bring an asham gezelos with the chaymish. Boy minay Abaye Rabba. Abaye is the shal now from Rabba. What's going to be? Hoy melech averoy. Somebody says to his friend, the father goes to somebody and says, Onasto upotiso esbiti. The father has complaints that you are manis, you are forced my daughter, or potiso, you talked her into it, and you live with my daughter, and therefore what? You have to pay me. But the father says also, v'hamaraticha badin, I already took you to Bezdin last month. Don't you remember that we went to Bezdin last month? But it's chayav to limamen, and Bezdin already paskin the chiyuv that you have to pay me. The chamishim shkolim for the knas, and the boshes and the begam. That's the case now. Not that the father just says, you owe me the money, and he admits it, so to be a shalof and moide b'knas's potter. Here it's not moide b'knas. Here the father is saying, I took you to Bezdin already, and Bezdin paskin eisachiv. Now this man denies it and says, no, I did not live with your daughter. V'loi potisi. V'loi maratani badin. He never took me to Bezdin. I don't know what you're talking about. I never had a chiv to pay you money. So the father says, it's so v'nishpa. I want you to swear. And the guy swears. So this already is called a regular shvua that he's being kofer. He's denying money for hoida. And then later the person agrees that really he did live with his daughter. And really he did go to Bezdin. And really I do have to pay you money. So it comes out that the person swore false about a chiv of money already. So the Marash asked the Shiloh, the Rabbi Shimon Mai, what's going to be the loch now, even according to Rabbi Shimon, is this called a case of money or not? One svar is, kivun diyamad bedin, since they both admit that they already went to Bezdin already, and Bezdin paskin that he have to pay the knas, so the churma mine have is called the chi of money. So therefore, when the man now denies it and swore false, it's called your swearing false of denying money that you really have to pay. So that's the chi of shvua sheker that you have to bring in the sham gazelus. You do have to pay the chaymish and the korban oshim. That's one svara. Melo machayev alei korban shvua. You should have to bring the korban for this shvua, this false shvua of denying money. It's not called kanas anymore. It's called real money since you agree you went to Bezdin. Oidilma, maybe no. Maybe still there's a svara. Af agav diyamad bedin. Even though they both admit that they went to Bezdin. And Bezdin paskin the chiv already. Still, kanas heavy. Maybe still it's called kanas. Chorus mashma, that's from Shimon and Al-Mishnah. The Bishimon and the Mishnah says, even though they went to Bezdin already, but if the father didn't collect the money yet, and then the father dies, the money is la'atzma goes to her, which is mashmav, even though Bezdin paskin the chiyev, still Rav Shimon holds, it's not called money, it's not called real money yet. Still has a shame, kenas on it, until you actually collect the money. So maybe over here also, since he only admitted a chiyev of kenas, and loydim kenas is potter-like, still maybe a potter from the korban. That's the shayla. That's as I do. Rashi says, "Afagav yom v'din v'imoyde hevi mechayiv." Even though here, if you would admit, you would have been chayiv because Bezdin paskin. Afilu ochi, still it's possible to say loy mechayiv v'kfiras korban shrua. Maybe now that you denied and swore false, maybe you don't have to bring a korban shrua. Why? Hoyo v'yikra kenas, because maybe the original chiv, like it's called the chiv of kenas. Like we'll soon see, the pasuk only says when you swear false, deny money, a regular chiv of money, something you stole or you don't owe him the money, you work for him, that's called real money. But maybe here that the chiv is still kenas, even though you went to Bezdin and Bezdin passed on the chiv, but it's called you have to pay kenas. Maybe if you kofer, swear false about kenas, maybe Hashem is still old yipotor for the korban shvua. That's the shayla. Since it's ikroi kenas, maybe still yipotor. So what is Eisvei? Amalaith, he answered back, Mamayna have no, avada the svari, since they went to Bezdin already, and Bezdin gave a psak din that the man has to pay the kenas, it's called money. Or mechayiv olei korban shvua. And therefore he holds for sure, Rabbi answered back, that even according to Rabbi Shimon, now it's called money, and therefore it's called the korban shvua, that you have to bring the korban ashram gzeilus. Eisvei, Moriah Sakasha. He says, now Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon oimer, Eisvei, Rabbi Shimon oimer, Yochel I would think, oimer lechaveru. Somebody says to his friend, Onas to potiso, as biti, the father complains, that this man was manis forced or talked his girl into his daughter into living with him. Vuai man, he answers back, lo yanasti, no, nothing doing, v'loi patisi. Or else another case, hey mishor chesavdi, a man goes over to somebody else and says, I know that your shor killed my Eved Kenani. Vuai man, the man answers back and says, he denies it, loy hamis, my Eved did not kill your Eved. Or ishor maloy, this is also called kenas. To pay shleishim shkolim, if your shor kills an Eved Kenani, it's called kenas. So the person was covering kenas. Or your third case is Shom Aloy Avdoi. The person's Eved Kenani himself goes to the master and says, "He palto eshinoi, Shina, you knocked out my tooth. That really I should go out free because of that. V'siyamti yaseini, you knocked out my eye. You made me blind. That the locker is, you go. He goes out free. V'uayma, the master answers back and says he denies it. He should know loy he palti v'loy siyamti. I did not knock out your tooth. I did not make you blind. You don't go out free." Finishba, and all these three cases, the man or the master swore that it didn't happen, that the man swore he was not manas your daughter, or else that my ox did not kill your Eved, or else that the master did not knock out the tooth of his Eved. For Hoida, and then later these people admitted that no, we really owe you the money. So Reb Shimon says, Yochel Yechayiv, I would think maybe Yechayiv a korban shvua, because you were kaifer and you swore false about the chiyiv money, even though here it's kenas. I would have thought maybe Yechayiv, Talmud Leiman, this the Pesach says in Vayikra, no. It says clearly, when is there a parsha of Korban Shvua, that if you deny money, and you swear false, and later you admit you have to pay, dafka by real money matters. Ve'chichesh ba misa v'pikadim, if you deny a pikadim, that Reuben says, I gave you my watch, my car to watch. And he comes back a month later, and the guy denies it, and says, nothing doing, I don't have your car. Oibet shumas yad, or else money that matters. Or the gezel, or else I said that you stole from me. Or yoshek asamisa, else you gypped me, you didn't pay me my wages. Or motzaveda v'chicheshbo, or else I say that you found my aveda, and you deny it. Well, these are all cases of real money. Like you have my money in your pocket, and you're denying it that you don't have it. V'nishba sheker, and if you even swear that you don't have my money. So there, here the Torah says is a chiyuv shvua, korban shvua. You have to bring in Hashem Gezelis. So Reb Shimon says, Ma'elu miyuchadim sheimamin. All these cases the Torah talk about where it's a pure money matter, there's no kenas involved. You only have to pay for the exact amount of money that you have of the other person. Is therefore af kol sheimamin. All cases of money matters. When you swear false, then you have to bring this korban shvua. Yotze elu ma'shenkin goes out. Our first three cases here, shen kenas. In the case of an Eved Kenani, where you kill him to pay Shleishim Shkolim, you knocked out his eye, or you manas from a father with Kenas, there you potter by a carbon shrua.